All right, I've got a question for my guys. My guys, men of the East Coast. I recently overheard a woman at a kid's party over the weekend saying that she reckons that in this day and age, it's hard to be a man as women are so hungry for independence and gone are the days of men being the breadwinner. Now, I was quite surprised while standing listening to this conversation, and there was a guy standing next to the table and he chimed in and I thought, oh my gosh, where's this going to go? And I got to say, I was surprised by his response to the woman's comment. He said that he felt emasculated in this day and age, as the world seemed geared up and ready to embrace a corporate woman rather than a man. Now, just yesterday, I saw a really rad T-shirt that read, "The future is female." And I quite like the idea that as a man and as a woman, we can focus on our strengths and we can work together. I mean, there surely is enough cake to go around for all of us, don't you think? So I want to ask the men this afternoon, do you feel intimidated in this day and age? I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a voice note right now on 061-792-9495. And the man with the most honest and sincere, that's what I'm looking for, honesty and sincerity. The most honest and sincere voice note is going to win, wait for it, a whole case of Coca-Cola. How cool is that? Just because I feel like it. All right, so that number again, 061-792-9495. It's on East Coast Radio. My favorite tune at the moment, Macklemore, Skylar Grey, Glorious, Glorious, and Bruno Mars and Locked Out of Heaven. So I asked the men of the East Coast today, do you feel intimidated in this day and age? This is after hearing a man and a woman discussing at a birthday party how men of today, it was a sweeping generalization, but how men of today feel emasculated because women are, you know, they're wanting independence, they want to be corporate, they want to be breadwinners. So I asked you this afternoon, do you as a man feel emasculated in this day and age? Loads of comments coming through. Let's get into it.
Good day, I'd like to remain anonymous. I'm all for women's liberation, and I feel that women should be given the chance to rise in this world. However, in today's day and age, women tend to get power hungry and do tend to be emasculating at times. I mean, if you look at the world right now, it's still men who continue to build this world. I don't see women building roads. I don't see women building planes, ships, buildings, and continuing to build the physical structures of this world. So women want to climb the corporate ladder. However, up until now, it has been men who have built this world to where it is. I do not mind giving women a chance. We should give women a chance. And however, I feel that women should not become power hungry and power mongers. And yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, good afternoon, Jane Young speaking. Listen, I don't care if it's a woman or a man that is leading, or if a woman is ruling, or whatever it is, as long as the person is honest, sincere, and walks a straight path, I'll follow him or her. Thank you, man. Bye.
It is hard to be a man nowadays. Not just because you're a woman at home, wants independence and all of that. I mean, that's fine. When it comes to the workplace, women are looked at as sort of heroes, and everything they do is exaggerated and wonderful. And men are like, just, oh, well, you're a man, we expect good performance of you. We expect you to be the best. We expect you to do everything. Yeah, I mean, a lot of noise is made about, well, first female neurosurgeon, first female this. But you're a female, so don't you feel like you should be treated equally? You should be judged on the same platform. Why should you make a big noise because you have different body parts? You know what I mean?
Hi, Jane. From my point of view, I find it easier to work for a woman that's superior to me. I just think it's less intimidating, and it's easier to approach women about, you know, new ideas, anything like that. So yeah, for me, it's just easier to speak to a woman than a man. So I feel like I am more comfortable and more confident doing my job if my superior is a woman.
Jane Thomas. East Coast.